93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Call of the Andes, man. We'll be right back. All right, amigos, amigas, my guest has just texted me saying that he's going to be here in 10 minutes, but still not going to tell you who it is. Just in case, you know, just in case he gets stuck on the doors, you know, until 7 o'clock, and then I'll have to release him from on my way out, you know, whatever. Right, amigos. Okay, I want to say hi to all of you out there listening to the show, and I hope that you're going to stay with me until 7 o'clock. This is what I'm going to play right now. It's a request. I played this before a couple of times, you know, in some shows ago, and somebody asked me for it again, which I will oblige, and I will play for you, for that person, and for this person, for the other person, and for all the other persons. Right, okay, Joel, are you happy now with my reply? Ah, amigo, don't... sorry if I was a bit abrupt, you know, but that's my middle name, you know, abrupt. Mauricio Abrupt, yes. That's what I've been told, that I am a bit too abrupt. All right. So anyway, don't get the abruptness out of me ever again. Okay, amigos, this is a request from Roberto Carlos. Roberto Carlos sounds like the singer's name. Okay, Roberto and Carlos, who actually requested this. And Johnny, yes. Not the Johnny that you know, Joel. It's another Johnny that you don't know, okay? Here goes, amigos, this dedication to all of you guys. It's about the land of Latin America, the land of the native people of Latin America, and the world as well, that could be included, because we all have a culture from our natives, from our native peoples. So this is dedicated to Pachamama, the earth.
Thank you. esa luz que eres tú, da su mejor parte, recibe la peor. No sé si fue mi inconsciencia o mi absurda dependencia que me alejó de
cierrantes hombres sobreviviendo. tiempo no río como hace tiempo. Y eso que yo reía como un jilguero. Tengo cierta memoria que me lastima y no puedo olvidarme lo de Hiroshima. ¡Cuánta tragedia sobre esta tierra! Hoy que quiero reírme apenas si puedo, ya no tengo la risa como un jilguero, ni la paz de los pinos del mes de enero. Ando por este mundo sobreviviendo.
Amigos, that was Iyapu. The song was called Surviving, Surviving. I know that James Rosen, but now we're going to talk to my guest. He's here right now. I can announce him now because he's here. I can actually see him right in front of me. Usually what I'm saying all this is because when I announce the guests, you know, at the beginning of the show, and I look forward to seeing them. Most of the time I've been let down. Oh, sorry, I cannot make it. So I've been wasting my time waiting. So from then on, a couple of years ago, I started in this way now. If I see him right there at the door, then I will announce him, right? But today I did say something about you coming over, right? But I didn't say who he was and what was he for, nothing. Because in case something happens. Okay, amigos, in the studio today we've got Pablo Navarrete. He's a compañero from Chile. He's coming to let us know about this documentary, which is going to be shown at the showroom this 3rd of July.
Wednesday, 3rd of July, yeah.
All right, so Pablo, please let us know a little bit more in detail, you know, what the situation is.
Okay, thank you, Mauricio. Thank you for the invite. My new documentary called Mother Country will be shown at the Sheffield Showroom Cinema on Wednesday, the 3rd of July at 6 o'clock. And it's a film that I started filming in February 2020. Some of you might know that in late 2019, there was a big protest movement in Chile all over the country. They call it the social explosion, El Estallido, that was demanding big changes in Chile. And my parents are Chilean political refugees who came to the UK in 75, 76. I was born in London, so I'm British Chilean. I wanted to go to Chile to look at what was happening, but also I was convinced to go also to look at a little bit about my parents' past and what they went through in Chile. They were very young when they came. And in the end, this film is a product of three filming trips. The latest one took place in Chile in June 2023, and we finished filming on the 50th anniversary of the coup in September. And so, yeah, this film is 3.5 years of filming, and it's a very personal film that looks at, as I said, the Estallido, but also my parents' history. And we also talk about stuff like the Pinochet case, when Pinochet was arrested in London. And yeah, so it's a 91-minute film.
Did you eventually, you were born here, you said. You were born in England.
Yeah, 1978.
Oh, so Chilean gringo, man.
Chilean. And strange, I never went to Chile much when I was young. I've only started going more recently, and I have a connection to Venezuela. So in a way, my first contact with Latin America was Venezuela, which is not something that we talk about in the film. But in a way, my Latin American connection is kind of got different points of influence. So yeah, it's identity. It's interesting.
So did you, there's the film, the documentary, obviously, it's about what you just told us, so how do you take this? How do you feel about having made this documentary? So the documentary saying, okay, I want to do it like a diary about my life in England. Mm. As the son of a couple who came as exiles, or was it just an excuse to have a little go at what is going on in Chile, or both of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think first it was me wanting to go to Chile to look at El Estallido, to look at this thing. As I said, Chile for me was a country that was a bit distant for a lot of reasons, maybe because of what had happened to my parents. But I was convinced, really, by another filmmaker friend to mix not just me going to see Estallido, but also to look at my own family, because they said that, you know, you have a very big connection to Chile, your family, so you can mix both elements. So I didn't really want to do that initially. It was not something that came naturally to me, because the personal thing was something I was a bit reluctant, but I was convinced that maybe it was making a more interesting film to do both sides.
You know, when your parents were telling you about the situation that took place in Chile with the dictatorship and you know, the problems that were going on with the people being in prison, executed, tortured, you know, sent into exile. And were you interested in finding out the real, when you were younger, I'm talking about, not right now, but when you were younger and you were growing up, obviously they would have been telling you constantly about these things going on. And also, probably when they had a social, gathering, in London, with Chilean about the politics, about, how do you feel about going there? What do you think? Did you think that they were kind of like putting too much pressure on you to learn this?
No,
the interest came from you?
Not at all, no. I mean, I think, I grew up, I knew that they had been in prison in this National Stadium, my dad in some of the worst torture centres, my mum. I knew that, but I never really, I mean, what changed was in 98 when Pinochet was arrested. My parents gave a lot, especially my mum, she gave a lot of interviews. And so in the film, there is a section where I'm talking to them in our house in London. And I tell them that where I was studying at university, my friends or people that I knew had read a big article in the Independent newspaper with my mum. And they came up to me and were like, I'm sorry to hear about what happened to your mum. And I say, I never read the article. I never wanted to know the details. So in a way, I never really wanted to know too much. And even now, when I went to Chile, I go to some of the concentration camps and the prison and the torture centers, and I ask more, but up to a certain point. I mean, you know, there are things that are very difficult to hear as a son, as a human being even. But yeah, I never before that really wanted to know too much detail because, you know, it can be quite painful or distressing.
So both your parents came over, right? At the same time?
No, 6 months difference. And my dad was 19.
So were they...
Mid. They were from a left-wing, a left-wing party called the MIR.
Yeah.
Which were inspired by the Cuban Revolution and sort of young, very sort of young, you know. They were very, all the left-wing groups were hated by the dictatorship, but the MIR were maybe, you know, really targeted. They were all targeted, though.
Yeah, because when I came from Chile, I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
I was in kind of my world's changing right now. You know, I've already set up my plans, you know, back in Chile, and then suddenly, boom, the whole thing changed.
Yeah.
So when I came over here, there was a lot of kind of clashes, you know, amongst the political parties.
I think so, yeah.
Which for me, it was kind of guys, you know, we're all here for the same reason, you know. What's the matter with you guys?
So
we formed committees, and so for me, it was kind of really shocking because I'm thinking to myself, you know, what the hell are we doing, you know? Kind of arguing with each other. Not fighting, but arguing with each other about how to deal with that.
Mm.
You know, and I remember I said that in a meeting. I said this. I mean, Gustavo, who, God bless his soul, is gone now, Gustavo Lastra, the young one. We were there and we were called independent guys. We were the independents because we didn't go to the socialists or communists or radicals. No, we just worked for the cause, you know, for the cause of Chile, you know, and help Chile.
Which is the best way.
Exactly. So no colors, nothing. You know, we were there. Yeah. And I remember I got up because they were arguing, you know, these guys from MIR and the guys from socialists. Blah, 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 blah. You know, they almost at each other.
Yeah.
And I'm going, hey, wait, I'm going, guys, you know, what's the matter with you? You know, we're here for the same reason, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, what it says underneath the our logo in Chile, you know, the union makes the force.
Yeah.
You know, la unión hace la fuerza.
Yeah.
What about that? Are we forgotten about that?
Yeah.
You know, are we forgotten that the popular unity was together a coalition with all their parties in order to gain access to the presidents, and from then on, oh man, this guy, you know, they thought that because we were young, we didn't pay attention, and that was the kind of the way they looked.
Yeah.
But you know, when I saw the riots and the marches and all the things going on in Chile, and the young people out there, you know, I thought, wow, you know, the people in Chile are getting more conscious about what's going on.
Yeah.
How do you feel about when you? Well, when I found out about this is the youth that I could have lived myself back there if I'd been born there.
Yeah,
would you have been taking part in that?
Of course. I would. I think, yeah, of course I would have. And that's why I wanted to go as a documentary filmmaker. It really was really the first time that I felt that I had to go to Chile. I had to go and see this because it felt like there was something different for the first time since the coup, a really big movement for change. And Jeremy Corbyn is in the film because he's a, you know, there's an archive of him speaking, and he's a friend of the family. And I went with him to Chile in 2022 to make a film with Double Down News.
Uh-huh.
And so we have archive of him speaking in the 98. But also, you know, we have footage of him and going to Villa Grimaldi, a torture center with my mom in 2022. I wanted to see it for myself, and it was exciting. And obviously, things have changed now, and it's less optimistic. But I think, you know, I also wanted to show other things. I don't want to give the whole film away, but I wanted to show other things which I felt were important.
Don't tell him the plot.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it was.
Hey, I tell you something. This when you mentioned Jeremy Corbyn being in there, because I'm a. Not a fanatic, but kind of a supporter of Jeremy Corbyn. You know, he's one of the guys who actually, you know, he's a true socialist for me. Mm. You know, all the others. You know, anyway, amigo, tell us again. You know,
So Wednesday, the 3rd of July, at the Showroom Cinema, films called Mother Country. There'll be actually be a Q&A with me and my mum, who's travelling up from London to take part in the Q&A, chaired by a good friend, Angela Martin. And if you want to know more information, go to the Showroom Cinema website or alboradafilms.net in the events section. And I hope you can make it, but there'll be other screenings in Sheffield.
Questions and answers.
There'll be
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock till 8:15.
Right.
So yeah.
So, well, Mister, anything else that you want to mention?
No. Thank you for the invite, and I look forward to. You told me that's 15 years since your show began, yes. And it's 15 years since I started making films. So.
It's
a joint anniversary.
Maybe one day we'll celebrate together, and drink some pisco.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you very much, Pablo.
Thank you
for coming along. And you're welcome to come. And I hope that we're going to get a few people coming in to see the documentary. Okay, thank you very much, amigo.
Thanks for the invite. Thanks.
En el guanaco,
represión,
y detrás los bancos,
represión,
gorrillos delante,
represión,
las paralizantes,
represión,
tontos perdigones,
represión,
tortugas gigantes,
represión,
ay que son cargantes,
represión,
estos vigilantes,
represión,
el joven secundario,
represión,
el universitario,
represión,
y todo el magisterio, quieren educación. La ciudad, su grito lo multiplica, educación gratuita, sin lucro y de calidad, son los protagonistas, jóvenes bien letrados, antimercantilistas, que ya no van a parar.
uno pedazos para salvarme entre únicos e impares, para cederme un lugar en su Parnaso, para darme un rinconcito en sus altares. Me vienen a convidar a arrepentirme, me vienen a convidar a que no pierda, me vienen a convidar a indefinirme, me vienen a convidar a tanta mierda. Yo no sé lo que es el destino, caminando fui lo que fui. Ay, adiós, que será divino, yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Yo quiero seguir jugando a lo perdido. Yo quiero ser a la zurda más que diestro. Yo quiero hacer un congreso del unido. Yo quiero rezar a fondo un hijo nuestro. Dirán que pasó de moda la locura. Dirán que la gente es mala y no merece. Yo partiré soñando travesuras. ¿Acaso multiplicar panes y peces? Yo no sé lo que es el destino. Caminando fui lo que fui. Ay, adiós, que será divino. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Yo me muero como viví. Como viví, yo me muero como viví, como viví.
Quiero que a mi niña
golondrina me la vuelva.
no quiero que a mi niña la vayan a ser princesa.
Con zapatitos de oro, como juega en las praderas.
Y cuando llegue la noche, a mi lado no se acuesta.
Yo no quiero que a mi niña me la vayan a hacer princesa.
amigos, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to remind you one more time about the documentary that's going to be taking place in the showroom. It's called the Mother Country. Documentary will premiere, and question and answers will be afterwards. This Wednesday, the 3rd of July, from 6 o'clock till quarter past 8. The film starts at 5 past 6, followed by question and answers until 5 past 8. And the showroom cinema, Paternoster Road, Sheffield City Centre, and Sheffield S12BX, in case you're coming out from outside Sheffield. For ticket information, go to www.showroomworkstation.org.uk. Amigos, okay, 6 o'clock, the Wednesday, the 3rd of July, Mother Country documentary presented by Pablo Navarrete, the guest that we had just started the show. So I hope to see you there. I hope to see you guys there and enjoy the documentary. I hope to hear from you next Monday as well. I will remind you about the program next Monday. Is it next Monday? Well, yeah. Well, actually, no. I'm not going to remind you about the program is next Monday. My program, I read Latino Dimes, man. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, and love one another, and free Palestine.
Asesina volvió, she came back. Oye, tiguerita, si tú cocinas como camina, guárdame un chile del pegado. O como dicen mis compatriotas allá, el concón.
Que comience la fiesta.
Y lo que yo quiero es que todas las mujeres que cocinan como camina, salsera pura, ponmelo ahí que te voy a ayudar, tráemelo tú a la mesa, quiero ser el único que te besa, quiero ser dueño de tu cocina, alimentarme con tu vitamina, por tu plato sé porque yo vivo, diariamente a lo exclusivo, que quiero ser tu canción del principio al
desde Hong Kong.